Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Very busy Wednesday in New York. Coming up at 3:30, you'll get to hear the incredibly smug remarks of Dodgers president Andrew Friedman in response to the accusation that the Dodgers are just buying world championships. You're going to love what he had to say. And more Knicks talk as we get you closer to opening night tonight. Karl-Anthony Towns is back to being questionable for tonight's game. About an hour ago, he was listed as doubtful. Now he's questionable. So we'll keep you posted as the day rolls on. Now, at the top of the show, can rewind on the Odyssey app, we were talking about Woody Johnson and Aaron Glenn having to basically comment on Woody Johnson's comments. Well, now it's Justin Fields' turn. Because obviously Justin Fields was the subject of a lot of Woody Johnson's comments when Woody talked about his terrible rating and how it would be nice if a quarterback can complete a pass and just alluded to the fact that it's not jiving, I think was the other comment that he made.
Yes.
So Justin Fields naturally is going to be asked about it. Let's head to the Justin Fields response desk with Sean Morrow. Sean, what did Justin Fields have to say to all of this?
Okay, so first and foremost, Justin Fields told the media that he has not been told who the starting quarterback is.
Wow.
He said that he and Tyrod Taylor split reps in practice today. Okay,
number one. Can I respond to that?
Go ahead.
That contradicts what Aaron Glenn said earlier, because Aaron Glenn earlier said, well, you know what? It may not contradict, because we're going to play word games. Aaron Glenn, in fact, screw it. Here's what Aaron Glenn said about who the quarterback's going to be on Sunday.
So just, you know who your starting quarterback's going to be. You're just not announcing it. So it isn't like this week is a competition where you're going to have...
I know who the starting quarterback's going to be.
Okay, you're just not telling us.
Yeah.
Okay, so he knows who the starting quarterback is going to be.
He's just not telling them.
And he's not telling them or us.
Right.
Okay, so that may not be a contradiction. It just may be Glenn knows, but he's not telling anybody.
Okay. Justin Fields
was
asked.
Weird.
I know it is.
It's Wednesday.
I hate this football team. I really do.
Be prepared to hate them more potentially.
Oh, okay.
So Justin Fields now, okay, he's heading to the media. I want to set the stage for this. Woody Johnson has made these comments about him. He is asked about Woody Johnson's comments, and he asked, well, what comments? He's not on social media. No one briefed him on the comments. But Woody Johnson, he would then be told about Woody Johnson's comments and said...
From who? From...
The reporters.
From whom? Oh, so the reporters told him.
The reporters, and he said...
So that's even... That's a spin. Even if it is a legitimate just report, it's spinning.
Right.
Right? Because it's coming from a reporter, not from the PR people.
PR.
From the Jets.
And he said he's at peace and respects the owner's opinion.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong, Teague.
All right.
Tell me if I'm wrong here. My first response is, there's no way the Jets didn't brief him on this. And maybe their game plan is to say, I don't know what you're talking about, and force the reporter to have to summarize it quickly, as opposed to Justin Fields' just response to being briefed by the Jet PR team. Am I wrong to say that?
Maybe. I mean, that could be it. It's an interesting strategy, but now he's going to get told it by, and he hasn't thought about his response, or maybe he has, but now he's getting told this by a media member, and then he's got to respond to the media member. So his response was perfect, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about it.
I'll make this clear.
Which should be his response.
Absolutely. If the Jets PR team didn't brief Justin Fields on these comments, everybody should likely be fired.
Right.
I don't believe that's the case. So what I'm saying is, I think the Jet PR team, and you could disagree with this strategy, absolutely briefed him and said, here's what I think we should do.
Yeah. How we should approach it.
You don't know. Make a media member have to summarize it and then say, I'm at peace with whatever Woody said.
Right.
So I'm going to give the Jet PR team the benefit of the doubt, because I don't know. I just can't imagine.
But we also didn't get a response to what he said. There's no response.
No, he doesn't have to.
There's a further answer, too. So on the follow-up on this, Justin Fields says he doesn't really have a relationship with Woody Johnson. This is from Connor Hughes' Twitter. He met him for the first time before one of the Jets games. He won't search him out and doesn't have plans to talk to him about what he said.
Yeah, I think that's all right. I think he shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That's weird to me. But I played for a team where the owner gave, even he didn't draft me, he gave the okay for me to be drafted. So I met the owner right away and developed a good relationship with
him. How do I say this nicely? There's a big difference between the Giants and the Jets.
But I've never been a free agent.
Right.
So I don't know how that works per se. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't, that's which weird.
It's weird because you come from an organization that was so, and is, so family oriented.
Yes.
Like, the Giants are like a big family.
Yeah, the relationships matter.
I don't think that's the case with the Jets. Like, I don't think Woody Johnson has his arms around all the rookies that they draft.
I mean, Wellington Mara would come into the locker room after every game and shake every player's hand, win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
He would walk around the locker room and shake every player's hand. And so there was nobody. I don't care if you were a rookie or if you were a 35-year-old free agent. There was nobody.
Yeah,
there was nobody that was saying, oh, I've never met the owner.
I'd like to quote Lloyd Bentsten. Do you know who Lloyd Bentsten is?
I don't.
Okay, I'd like to quote him. Mm-hmm. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. And you, Governor, are no Jack Kennedy. And I say that because I don't know Wellington Mara.
Yeah.
But I have an idea of Wellington Mara. And Woody Johnson, you're no Wellington Mara. I mean, come on. It's a different planet.
But one of the biggest thing of the Jets offseason was saying goodbye to Aaron Rodgers.
Right, it was the first move they made.
First move they made. The owner, he only just met Justin Fields before one of the games? Like, think about that. You had a whole offseason.
That wasn't even something we were going to talk about. Now, this is weird. This is your marquee free agent signing that you're paying $20 million. I know it's not 60. He doesn't earn that, but it's still not four.
Right.
You're paying him $20 million, and he just met you before one of the games?
Training camp, mini camps, like everything he's been at the facility for. Woody Johnson was at the facility nonstop?
Maybe he misspoke.
Okay.
Let's give Justin Fields a bit. Maybe he misspoke.
We are working on getting the audio, so hopefully if we have it, we can, you know, hear his work.
That is weird, man.
What is it weird about this? What is it? I mean, the idea that Justin Fields said he hadn't heard about the comments is weird. That's why I don't believe it.
Dude,
I believe he was.
Your quarterback is the most important player on your team.
So you're really taken back by the fact that, according to Justin Fields, he never met Woody Johnson except for one random time.
Yes.
That's the thing that jumps out at you.
Yes.
Hmm.
And I don't know if that's on Woody or if that's on Justin Fields.
No, that would be on Woody.
Why?
Is it Justin Fields' job to seek out the owner and say, I want to meet you?
They're paying you $20 million a year to be the face-ish of the franchise. And you haven't met the owner?
But isn't that more on the owner to say, I'm going to use the reversal. I'm paying you $20 million a year. I want to meet you. I want to shake your hand and tell you about how much we believe in
you. Okay, so when you got hired here,
yes.
Did you seek out the architect or did he seek out you?
He wasn't here at that point. It was just Chernoff and Spitz. So did I seek out them? Did I seek out the general manager? No, I was very intimidated. But he was very nice.
Yeah, but they suck at, they sought out you?
Yeah, but I
like, what happened? I'm serious. I'm thinking about this in a serious way. I'm not even joking about this. I'm not making light of this. I'm just being honest. What this the quarterback is the most important person on a team in the NFL. He is no, he's not making the most because Garrett is, I think. Whoever.
Quinnen, Garrett, Sauce, they all have big contracts now.
He's one of your top paid players, mm-hmm. even if it's for the short term for the next couple of years. How have they not met?
Yeah.
That doesn't...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Calculate to me. It doesn't make sense from either side of this.
Yeah.
If someone was paying me $20 million, you'd be pretty damn sure I know your name and what you look like.
Well, I almost look at it more the other way, though. Like, if I'm paying you $20 million, I'd really want to make sure I'm looking into your eyes saying, hey, I hope my investment's
that's
going
what I mean.
Well.
Both sides. It's just weird, man.
Yeah, well, it's the Jets, Teague. It's the Jets. Weirdness is what we do. Sucking and weirdness is what we do. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. Ryan is in Central Jersey. What's up, Ryan?
How's it going?
What's up, dude?
Good. What's up, man?
Not much. I just want to talk about just how the coaches just very, you know, they brought in Justin Fields and then they're trying to make him a pocket passer when, like, all the play designs are for him to be a pocket passer when he's not a pocket passer.
Yeah. So so the challenge with that statement is that when he rushed for 1,100 yards, whatever it was, when he was in Chicago, a lot of that running wasn't designed running. It was drop back, go through a couple of reads, and if it's not there, escape it and use your legs. So many of those yards were scramble yards. They weren't designed run yards. And so I feel like he wants to be a pocket passer. And he wants to do things the right way and go through the reads. And by the way, when you watch him, he's trying to do that. It's not like he has no idea what he's looking at. He's going through the reads, and then nothing is there, or it's not clean enough for him. Game one, they weren't clean reads. He made the throws anyways.
Yeah.
But since then...
And he was great.
Exactly. It's almost like they coached him and said, hey, don't throw that pass. It's risky. That was an interception-worthy pass. Don't throw that anymore. And so he's going through his reads, and he's doing it correctly. You watch him. It's like, all right, yep, that's not there. He's right there. Go to the next one. Yep, he's right. Go to the next. And then nobody's open, and then he panics. And it's like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Take a sack.
Mm.
So instead of, what do I do? What do I do? Run.
Right.
So I don't want to say it's coaching because I don't know, but it looks very different than when he was in Chicago.
But don't you think they should, even if it's not the majority of this offense, shouldn't they design more runs for him?
Of course they should.
They don't. They design like 3-4 runs a game for him. I don't think that's enough.
Absolutely they should.
I think that's on the coaching staff. I think they could better use his skills.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Chris in the Bronx. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, I was thinking that whole thing with Towns. It's possible that maybe a trade's growing. You got Giannis day-to-day. You got Towns doubtful now. And then you got also OG Anunoby, and you also got Mitchell Robinson that's out. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's not brewing, Chris. Mm-hmm. Like, it may eventually brew. Like, the Giannis thing may be an inevitability.
Is that not on the table, then?
Trading for Giannis today?
Just in the very near future.
I think that there are steps to this. Step number one is the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah. They are clearly not ready to trade him.
Right.
And so how are the Bucks going to do? I made my predictions last night. I have the Bucks having a terrible year and eventually trading him. That is certainly a possibility that they do not play well and they realize, you know what, we're not winning with him. Let's have a sell-off.
Right.
And at that point, Giannis could wish to be a Nick all he wants. The Bucks have the right to trade him wherever the heck they want to trade him. And teams have the right to be intimidated or not intimidated based on Giannis' wish list. But we're talking about a January subject right now.
Okay.
A February subject. They are not trading him today. They have no interest in trading him today. The Knicks and the Bucks had those brief discussions back during the summer. That's not any involvement in the statuses of Mitchell Robinson or Karl Anthony Towns. Mm. Will it eventually lead to Giannis being a Nick? Absolutely. Possibly. I think a lot of things have to go a certain way. But that's not happening today, nor is it happening tomorrow.
But it's on the table, and do you think he's hearing it?
Oh, Karl Anthony Towns?
Yes.
I think during the summer, how do you not?
Yes. Yeah,
like, I actually listened to...
It annoys you then.
Yeah, I listened to Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson's podcast on the way to work today. I do find these guys very enjoyable.
They are interesting. They're fun, not talking about much of anything.
Correct.
Like, some guys are not. When they don't talk about anything, they're boring.
Yeah.
These guys are fun.
Yeah, like, I'll give you an example, and I don't have the audio of this. Their co-host said, hey, we should start a fantasy league, like a roommate's fantasy. And Jalen's like, excuse me? A roommate's fantasy?
Well, you can tell they actually like each other and have a real friendship. It's not a, hey, let's put two influential people together and have them talk about something.
Yeah, no, they're boys. I mean,
they're legitimate boys.
So the reason I bring this up is that Josh Hart was talking about the offseason and very casually said, you know, and you had the honest rumors. Yeah. And he said, look, as a professional athlete, we can't pay attention to this stuff.
Right.
I'm going to hear a lot of outside noise.
He could say that all he wants, but do you think that Kat is listening?
Maybe. I don't know Kat well enough. I mean, is Kat listening to the noise of what Nick fans are saying about him, what Nick's Twitter says about him, what the diehardest of diehard fans say about him.
Right.
And some
of that's not good.
Most of it's not good. Yeah. Some of it. Well, you're being generous. 85% of it is it's not good.
Yeah.
He had 1 year here. He had a really good statistical season. He was healthy. And yet 80% of Knicks fans have some kind of negative opinions on him. So does he hear that? Maybe. Does he hear the Giannis trade demand? And we all know that any Giannis trade is going to feature Kat going somewhere,
right,
whether it's Milwaukee or a third or fourth team. Maybe, but I don't think that has any relation to him not playing tonight, potentially, because he is listed as questionable, or even his comments on the Mike Brown offense. I don't think they're related in any way.
Hmm. Let's go to Jeremy in Norwalk, Connecticut. Hey, Jeremy.
What's up, Jeremy? Frankly, I'm actually surprised at Tommy's reaction to the loss this weekend. He said that we'll forget about that loss in a month. Mm-hmm. I will be on my deathbed, and I'll be talking about that loss. That was, in my opinion, one of the worst regular season games the Giants have ever lost. It ranks right up there with the one where DeSean Jackson.
No, it does not. It's not Matt Dodge. It's DeSean Jackson. It's not even the game we talked about yesterday with Kiwi, with Tiki playing Vince Young. Yeah.
I think it's more like the Kiwi.
I remember that game. You don't get to tell me how I feel, right?
No.
Oh, I don't get to tell you how you feel, but you don't get to tell me or others how we should feel either.
Okay, but Jeremy, do you remember that Kiwanuka game?
It's just my opinion, that's all. But Jeremy,
same thing.
Jeremy, I mean, do a poll.
Jeremy, hold on. Do you remember that Kiwanuka game against the Titans where he didn't sack?
Yes, where he wrapped them up and then let them go.
Is it the first one you think of when you think about bad losses? Because I forgot it, to be honest.
I think of the DeSean Jackson return. That's my first one.
Right. And so,
I hate the Eagles.
And so all Tommy is saying is, and appreciate you calling, Jeremy, is that this Denver loss will probably be more like the Kiwanuka loss than the DeSean Jackson loss. That's all he's saying.
Remember that?
Yes.
That's the kind of loss it is.
Especially if the season gets better.
Right.
Next season becomes great. Or the season after that becomes playoff worthy. You're not going to think about that loss. Because this season was kind of, I don't want to say it's lost because it's not, obviously. There's too much mediocrity in the NFL this year, so like I don't think it's going to be that remembered in time, especially if Jackson Dart becomes who everybody thinks he's going to be.
The funniest part about that discussion is that we all have our own emotions about games. Mm-hmm. Like there are going to be games that hurt me a lot as a Mets or Nets or Jets fan.
Right.
That other Mets and Nets Jets fans are going to be like, boy, I barely remember that mm-hmm. game. And so
go ahead.
Our last caller's pissed at Tommy for telling him how Tommy feels.
Yeah.
The caller's saying how he feels. Tommy's like, you can feel how you want. You could just all agree that your feelings on it are going to be completely different
based on
who you are how it hit you.
Okay, who thought the Giants were winning in Denver?
Perfectly
honest.
I didn't. I can tell you that.
I went back and forth 15 times.
Most people thought they weren't winning in Denver.
Yes.
I think the Saints loss is more memorable because everybody knew that the Giants could beat the Saints.
Yeah.
And especially after the first two series where they were 14-0, it was like, dude, they're going to roll this sorry
you know
ass
why,
Saints team.
But you know what? You're right. I don't disagree with you pound for
pound. So when you lose a game that you think you're supposed to win, you remember it.
I think pound for pound, you're right. The reason why there are going to be people like our last caller is someone's going to have a story about consuming that game. Like, oh, yeah, I was at my friend's house.
Right.
We went here. We did that. Like, that kind of loss, as so stunning as it is, is also going to have life stories connected to it.
Sure,
well, there are people in the audience, including our last caller, who are going to remember it 25 years from now. Like, I get how you guys are saying, hey, it's not the Eagle loss. It's not the Kiwi loss.
But
I get
it. The problem is I'm only pissed off about one play. Like, what, all the other circumstances that happened behind it, to me, it came from one play.
No, I get
like
you.
One decision. And this is what I said yesterday, and that Sean had this like light go off in his head, like, oh, I get now why Tiki was so pissed off at me, meaning Sean.
Right.
It's because we're at the point where we're screaming and yelling about a play.
Right.
Not a, like, organization.
No, I get you.
You know what I mean? So it's a different, like, when you can get myopic about your complaints as opposed to, man, this is global, you're getting somewhere.
Right.
And I feel like the Giants have gotten somewhere.
I understand that. If the Giants, are you saying, Tommy, I'm going to put you on trial here. Are you saying that you will never be angry about any loss this season because this season is only about Jackson Dart?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. Now, next year,
if they get to 500, I think you change your mind.
Yeah, no, I definitely think he won't change his mind because he's hard-headed. Like, he is saying something, so he will stick with it, and I respect
that. That's a good point.
So even if his emotions tell him something different, he will play this with a straight face for the rest of the season.
Right.
That comment, the reason I asked you that point blank is I think that's where a lot of people are going to differ. While they're excited about Jackson Dart, and they believe in Jackson Dart, and they're excited about Jackson Dart, I think a lot of people, as fans, when there's only 17 games, mm-hmm. are still going to get emotional
right,
off a loss that you shouldn't have lost, no matter how bright the future is.
Right.
I think Tommy, me, T, I think we're all sharing the same thing where that caller is missing the point, which is, we're still in the week of it. You're going to be pissed. It was a historical thing. What we are projecting is a couple years, 10 years, 15, you're not going to think of this game as the Deshaun Jackson game. I promise you won't.
Right.
Because you were 2-4 going in, and it's a season with a rookie quarterback. You're not going to think of that.
And it was in Denver.
Yeah.
The Deshaun Jackson game with the Philadelphia freaking Eagles.
At home,
man. At home.
And the Niner game was a playoff game that you let.
Yes.
Just,
yeah.
You
know?
But, I get you.
But Evan, you say it all the time, and it really like has resonated with me recently.
Ooh.
About, no, this one I think is one of your greatest points. When you get there, you got to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the Giants are there.
I get you.
So this type of loss doesn't gut me. The losses this season don't gut me because I don't think they're there
but
yet. I think
if,
they're on the upcoming.
But
though, what, you know
if,
what, I mean, come up.
What if they win the next six games and they are there?
Yeah.
You can't commit to saying you won't be bothered. You will be bothered.
Okay, fine. So then what I said earlier, fair enough. If they're in a situation where they're on the doorstep here, they're like running the table,
yeah,
obviously expectations will change.
Things can change.
I don't see that happening, but if it did happen, sure.
What happened to Positive Tommy? Should be saying we're going to win every game the rest of the season. Let's go.
Well, I don't
Let's
think the Giants hired Positive Tommy. I'm kind of a free agent.
They're not on staff yet.
Not yet. More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. All right, Evan and Tiki on the fan. What a busy day today. We've approached many important stories. The status changing of Karl-Anthony Towns leading into the Knicks season opener tonight. Justin Fields responding to Woody Johnson, Aaron Glenn having to respond to Woody Johnson, and how each Giant fan is taking the loss from Sunday now a few days later. On Friday, the World Series is going to start. And we know the LA Dodgers are like the evil team in this country now. They have this huge payroll. They're buying championships. They are the evil empire. Well, Andrew Friedman is the team president of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he was given, hey, everybody hates you. Everybody thinks you're buying world championships. What is your response to this narrative? And I got to play this for you because I was floored by the absolute douchiness of Andrew Friedman. And before we play it, let me tell you, the Dodgers are doing nothing wrong. I don't have an issue with the LA Dodgers.
They're not breaking a rule.
No, they're the Yankees on steroids.
Yes.
And so while I'm jealous of them, and I'm rooting for them to lose, that is far different than me saying, oh, they're a bunch of buyers of championships. I hate them. They're ruining baseball. They're not ruining baseball. The cheap-ass owners are ruining baseball. The pirate owner is ruining baseball.
Right.
The A's owner is ruining baseball.
Those that don't want to spend a dime.
Correct. So I tell you this before you get to hear the absolute ridiculous douchiness of Andrew Friedman. So again, hey, Andrew, there's a narrative that you guys are simply buying world championships.
It really is a lazy narrative. I get it. It's surface level. It's easy to pull on that thread. But it discounts these guys so much because you watch us play other teams and you watch our stars out here early on their knees taking ground balls, doing extra work. You see the other team's stars, they're never out here. So this is about having the right people and the way they prepare and how much they want to win and give back to these incredible fans. So it is a disservice to them because the way they play the game, how they prepare, regardless of how much they make or don't make, these guys are wired the right way and they care.
Wow, so he's taking shots at...
He's taking shots at everybody. Basically, all your stars, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, you're a bunch of lazy losers.
Mm.
That's what Andrew Friedman's telling you.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Can you believe the gall
of this
guy?
And that's not true, because Stan's out there every damn day.
And so is Soto.
I know.
Like, that is, I know it's a tough thing to answer, and Andrew's probably offended by this, because it kind of makes him like he's not really doing anything, he's just writing checks.
Mm-hmm.
But to bring down every other star player and every other team, and ignore the fact, Andrew, you have a distinct advantage.
Yeah, you have 8 stars.
Yes! You got
most
star-
teams have 1 or 2, if they're lucky.
Yes. Like, you got stars coming out of the boo-boo. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You got 5 aces. You got stars all over the place. And your lack of homegrown talent, it's all bought, dude. Like, we're not idiots. Mm. You didn't develop a team the way the late 90s Yankees did.
Right.
You didn't do that. You used to do that. You don't do it. Freddie Freeman's bought. Mookie Betts is bought. Shohei Ohtani is bought.
Mm-hmm.
Bought, bought, bought. Tyler Glasnow is bought, essentially. Like, this is the most bought team outside of the 97 Marlins in the history of baseball. So you shouldn't apologize to anybody because you're not doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But to run down everyone else and say they're lazy,
Dude, how tone deaf could you be?
Yeah, that's a shot that's unnecessary because it's making a presumption about guys you don't know. You don't know what guys are doing just because they're not sitting on the field.
Yeah.
On their knees taking ground balls. Like, what the hell does that even mean?
It's just condescending.
It's very condescending. Like, a lot of these baseball teams have facilities underground. You don't see them.
Yeah.
They don't want to go out there, I don't know, bragging about what they do in front of everybody and say, hey, look at me. I'm working hard. Now, the results are the results. But I think a lot of that's because of how good their stars actually are.
Now, there's another.
They're not quasi-stars.
Right.
They're not like, oh, we got a Gleyber Torres who's a good player. He's a star. Different.
Dude, you got a million aces.
Yes.
You got a loaded team. Now, there's two approaches you could take. You could be a condescending douche nozzle like this man, or you could embrace the heel role. Embracing the heel role is cool. The Dodgers are heels. Sometimes heels can be cool. You're just the NWO.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Roberts embracing the heel role.
I'll tell you, before this season started, they said the Dodgers are ruining baseball. Let's get four more wins and really ruin baseball. Let's go.
See, I don't mind that.
Yeah, because who cares? History's not going to care. History's not going to say, oh, they bought those players. They don't care.
You have a championship banner.
100%.
Let's ruin baseball, everybody. By the way, Steve Cohen, I will buy that shirt in 2030 if we become the Dodgers and just load up on stars.
That's amazing.
And everyone's complaining that we're ruining baseball. Me and Tommy would walk around all day with "We ruined baseball" shirts.
MWO, Mets World Order.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's get back to your phone calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Bill in Brooklyn. What's up, Bill?
Going on, gentlemen. It was great to talk to you.
Likewise.
I want to talk Knicks, but if I'm Andrew Freeman, I would have just said I defer to answer that question to 2035, if we're going to be honest.
That's a good point.
That would be a funny answer, yes.
That's the heel answer. But all right, back to the Knicks. I feel like we're in a good spot. I feel like we passed our first test of let's not panic. It's October. It's opening night. I think we have a lot more bigger things on the horizon. And it's good to take a breath, rest these guys if they want to rest. Look into the cat stuff. I mean, I just don't feel like if you're a cat, how could you be upset or whatever? Like, look at Kevin Durant. He made the most money in NBA contracts. Look how many different teams he played on. It's the business that they're in.
Yeah.
So I just don't know how you could take some of the noise and apply it to your mindset right now. That to me is like, I don't buy that.
I think, Bill, the issue is that he's only been here for a year. He had 1 year, and then now everybody's talking about trading him, getting rid of him, how much of a liability is defensively. We'd be better off with Giannis or whoever. And so you can't help but hear it. It gets – and it becomes – I don't know. It affects your psyche a little bit.
Yeah, but I think
and you get a new coach.
But we're conflating we're conflating two different things. Like, Karl Anthony Towns didn't go from questionable to doubtful to questionable again.
Oh, no.
Because of trade rumors or Knicks fans.
I think we're more talking about who cares about the questionable, doubtful thing? When he's going to play.
His comments on the Mike Brown offense?
Yes. That's more of what's interesting to me. Honest with you, whether he plays or not, who gives a crap?
But I think it's the basketball comments it's on...
There's 82 games. Mike Brown is not going to grind these guys in the ground like Thibodeau did. So who cares?
I think the comments...
I care about the comments more because it speaks to his psyche and understanding with his head coach.
But I think a lot of it just presents there's an unknown on how this is going to work.
But you've been...
That's all. We haven't seen a regular season game yet.
But they have been practicing.
I understand. That's far different than a regular season game.
They did
game,
have
though.
A handful or less than that of preseason games, did they not?
Very different.
But Evan, you're not going to go into a season not knowing what your offenses are running on the
no,
court.
No, they know
you're
what
not,
kind
you're
of
you're not going to go into a season not... practicing ball movement and, you know, getting shots in the corners and all those other things that we talk about when you think of it. You gotta do it.
He knows what the offense is going to look like. He doesn't know specifically how his role is going to work.
That'd be like me going into game one of the NFL season being like, yeah, I know all the plays, but I have no idea if I'm in on them. that doesn't make any sense.
Let's go to Steve in Montville. What's up, Steve?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I would like to say that the Mariners are like the Roosevelts or the Adams, John Quincy and John.
Yeah.
And Woody Johnson is like Dukakis riding around in the tank.
Absolute buffoon, idiot.
I now feel like I need to explain the Dukakis tank thing to Sean. Then Tommy, he probably has no idea. So Dukakis was running for president in 1988. He was the governor of Massachusetts.
Okay.
And he was actually winning in a lot of the polling. He was ahead of George H.W. Bush.
That was Mike Dukakis?
Michael Dukakis.
Didn't we have a Dukakis?
What?
What?
Didn't we have like a Mayor Dukakis here?
McCotch.
No, not, I know Ed Koch. All right, so Dukakis.
De Blasio? Like, I don't even know.
I don't know. I thought in the 80s we had a Dukakis. I'm probably thinking of the president and didn't know.
Okay, well, he wasn't president. He was running for president.
Yeah, I got to it.
And one of the mistakes that Governor Dukakis made is that he did a photo op in a tank. And he put the army fatigues on and a hat on, and he looked like a child playing dress up. And it ruined him.
A tank top?
No,
like a tank. Like a...
A military tank.
A military tank.
Oh, you're referencing clothes. I'm like an army printed tank.
No, he dressed as if he was like a fighter.
Okay.
And he didn't look like one.
I haven't seen that picture in a long time. I got to find it.
It essentially sunk his campaign.
It was like the, what was the congressman from North Carolina?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Harold Dean.
Howard Dean. Governor
That's
of,
guy,
governor right? of Vermont.
Vermont?
No.
Oh, it was in North Carolina.
It was in... He had just lost a... You're getting down my flame here. He had just lost a primary,
And instead of, you know, just saying, yeah, we lost, we'll get him, but we'll get him later, he's like, we're going to take this campaign to New Hampshire, to Vermont, to Massachusetts, to North Carolina. Woo!
Yes.
And that sunk his campaign.
It was the weirdest woo. It wasn't even Ric Flair-ish. It was just bizarre.
It was like a horse sound.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I think his campaign was going down before that, but whatever.
It's fair.
Right. But you're right. Like, sometimes this one moment will just ruin you.
Minnesota!
Not the same, but similar. So that's the tank. Next time someone makes that reference, you'll know.
Now I see it.
You seeing the tank picture of Dukakis?
So he's saying that guy's Woody Johnson?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Woody Johnson plays dress up and pretends to be an owner. The Maras are the Roosevelts. The Maras are the Adams. Oh, like, these are famous political families.
Okay, this is in Politico magazine.
Yeah.
They did a story on November 17, 2013. Dukakis and the tank. Hold on. Subtitle. The inside story of the worst campaign photo op ever.
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 And we lived in so much more simpler times that literally just a picture would ruin a campaign. Or in Howard Dean's time, simply a squeak, a woo, would ruin a campaign.
Who was the politician in the 80s that used the Wendy's Where's the Beef, the old lady commercial? Do you remember that one?
Yes. Was that
Mondale?
It may have been.
I don't know if that backfired or not, though. I was wondering if that was in the same category.
I don't remember that.
Remember that? Like, I think he went after his opponent where's the beef?
Doesn't resonate what happened because of it.
Yeah, I don't
like, it didn't backfire on him.
No.
Probably not.
We've had a lot of political references. The Lloyd Bentsen, I know Jack Kennedy. You know Jack Kennedy. I got a lot of that today. We're very, we're diverse. Let's go to, let's hear from JR in Somerville. JR, are you pumped up for the Knicks tonight, baby?
What up, JR?
Yeah, hey guys, I'm pumped. The energy with you guys, really, Evan, is horrible. So I'm here to pump up the Knicks fan because
why is it horrible?
We're just talking
about Cat, JR.
I'm defending the Knicks. I think they're going to the NBA Finals, and yet it's just because it's me saying it. Oh, it's horrible. What do you want me to do other than put orange and blue pom poms on for you?
Giannis trade calls. You're worried about Mike Brown and the way he's speaking.
Not JR. I'm the one saying to people, shut up about Giannis. Don't be worried about Mike Brown. See, this is a definition of only hearing what you want to hear. I'm your biggest supporter, yet because I'm a Net fan and I'm open and honest that I freaking hate your franchise, you just don't want to hear it from me. But everything I'm saying, you agree with, and everything I'm saying is mostly positive. But continue.
I do not agree with it. I do not agree with everything that you're saying, Evan.
Go ahead.
Now, let's get down to it. I mean, this whole thing with Cat, there's a little bit of smoke there because they haven't given him an extension when he is extension eligible. So that whole thing is going on right now. Mm-hmm. And Mike Brown's a guy who came from the Popovich coaching tree. So he believes in load management and doing all these things with the injury report.
Right.
And Cat is the guy who wants to play tonight and go out there and win this game tonight. So we got to have a good energy going into the season. I'm tired of these certain callers may be calling up and saying this, but they're down on the way Mike Brown's talking or whatever Matt Barnes said the other day. This is our time this year, guys. Let's go Knicks. Let's go.
There you go, JR.
JR, getting hyped for it.
I can't say I've listened to every second of the radio station, but I've heard Boomer and Geo. I heard a little bit of BT and Sal. And from what I heard, I'll make this statement again. It sounds like I'm the only talk show host who's going to say it, period. The Knicks are going to the NBA Finals. Let's go Knicks. And I'm not saying that to jinx you. That's so stupid. I'm saying that for very similar reasons to why I argued with Sean last year. I said the American League is mediocre. Tell me who's better. Well, when I look around the Eastern Conference.
The Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean, he was right on that one.
That was this year. I'm talking about last year.
Okay.
When I look around the Eastern Conference and I look at the talent and I look at the rosters and I look at what these teams have accomplished, I have a very difficult time, and I say this, if you want to say it as a Knicks hater, fine, finding the team that's better than you. The Cleveland Cavaliers have proven time after time that they're frauds. Now, can they change that this year? Sure. Do I believe that they will? No. The Orlando Magic are an incredibly talented team that is on the come, and they made the big move this offseason for Desmond Bane. They won 41 games last year and haven't won a round in the playoffs in 15 years. Do I think the Orlando Magic are knocking off the New York Knicks? No! The Detroit Pistons went backwards.
Yeah.
Cade Cunningham's a wonderful player. Their bench and their role players have gotten worse. Do I think the Pistons are knocking off the Knicks? No! I'm not even going to waste my time on the frauds from Philadelphia. Why would I bother? Is Joel Embiid going to stay healthy? Forget about the regular season. When it matters in the playoffs, I've got no data that would ever back that up. So the answer is no. So when I go through this conference, just cold-bloodedly, not as a fan, not even as a hater, you're the best team in the Eastern Conference. Can you find ways to screw that up? Of course you can. Will guys get hurt? Maybe. Will Mike Brown somehow set the team on fire? I guess it could happen. But to me, they're the best team in the Eastern Conference. So you may not hear it from the Knicks fans around here, but I'm just going to tell you. That's what I think about them.
The Knicks are going to kick ass tonight?
And yes, I'm wearing a Brooklyn Nets sweatshirt as I say this. You can think I'm a liar. You could think I'm doing it to jinx you. Honestly, I don't give a rat's ass. I'm giving you my honest opinion. For the first time in my adult life, I'm genuinely predicting the New York Knicks to go to the NBA Finals.
Let's go Knicks.
And I defy you to tell me who's stopping them. Because if you're going to waste... I asked Sal as they were going off the air. I said, Sal, who's beating the Knicks? Who's going to the finals? He said Cleveland. Mm. He couldn't even say it with a straight face. He thinks that the Cleveland Cavaliers, who have crapped all over themselves in the postseason the last few years, you think they're beating the Knicks? That's adorable. That is freaking adorable.
Very passionate about these Knicks.
Well, I've studied the rosters, and I'm giving you my opinion.
Okay.
It's not passionate. I hope the Knicks lose. I hope I'm an idiot.
They haven't played a second in the Mike Brown era.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
I'm looking. I think they have the best roster in the Eastern Conference.
But they haven't played a second.
Okay.
We don't know what it's going to look like.
Do they have the best roster in the Eastern Conference? You tell me.
I don't know.
Go Google it. Go look through every roster. You tell me who's better. Tell me who's better.
I can't.
Who, Atlanta? Shut up with that!
It's not Atlanta. I have one issue.
Best roster doesn't always win.
I get that, but we're starting an NBA season, right. And I'm merely telling you.
Can we just watch them play a game first, please?
We will tonight in a few hours.
Screaming that they're the best team in the Eastern Conference?
Well, I'm defending the honor of the IBO.
If you want to say the Knicks are the best team in the Eastern Conference, I don't think anybody could argue that.
Thank you.
The one thing we have to stop doing.
So don't argue it. Let's move on.
No. The one thing we have to stop doing is calling the Cleveland Cavs frauds while making the case for the Knicks. Because the Knicks have proven nothing.
They've proven more than the Cleveland Cavaliers.
They keep losing to the Pacers every year.
They've beaten Cleveland.
They've beaten Cleveland, and they've gotten further every single year.
They beat Cleveland once.
Okay.
Right, but Cleveland's
and that was a different Cleveland team. They got way better.
And this is a better Knicks team.
Okay, and they may be. And that's what I'm saying. But you can't call the Cavs frauds.
Yes, I can.
And while the Knicks lose to the Pacers every freaking year.
Yes, I can. I can absolutely say it. The Knicks have accomplished more in the postseason than the Cleveland Cavaliers. I just said it. I'll say it again. It's all true. Until the Cleveland Cavaliers prove more, the Knicks have proven more in the postseason than Cleveland
have. Have they?
Yes. Yeah, have they? Just because you use
a
weird...
They couldn't close out the Knicks with the Celtics without Tatum.
They beat the Celtics. You got to stop with that. If you're going to have an... If
close
you're gonna,
them out when Tatum
bro,
got hurt.
If you're going to have an argument as a troll...
It's not a troll.
No, it is.
It's not a troll. You can figure out a better roster. Cleveland is no less frauds than the Knicks have been the last couple of years.
You're saying that they didn't beat the Boston Celtics.
They were up 3-1 in the series. The hardest thing to do is close them out. Stop Saf saying they eliminated them. The moment Tatum got down, you saw the way some of the Celtics playoff series
have
played out.
Who have the Cleveland Cavaliers beat over the last few years in the postseason? They've won 2 rounds. Tell me who they beat.
The same crap.
Tell me who they beat. That's not true. You're
lying. I've forgotten who they beat.
Oh, so you don't know the answer.
Orlando-Miami. Okay. So you're holding it against Orlando that they haven't won a playoff series while then holding it against Cleveland that they're the only team they beat in Orlando. That's also contradictory.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. The Knicks have beaten better, more proven teams in the postseason. First of all, they beat Cleveland. Second of all, they beat Boston. They even beat Philadelphia, who's won rounds before.
All right, but hold on. Cleveland lost to Boston, who won the championship. They lost to the Pacers, who went to the championship.
Mm-hmm.
So they lost to better teams.
Okay. Who's accomplished more in the postseason over the last 2 years, the Knicks or the Cavs?
The Knicks have lost to the Pacers twice.
Okay. Who has accomplished more? You can all deflect the question as much as you want.
By one round, the Knicks have accomplished more by that simple Celtics round.
They have a new coach.
Right. And the Knicks did nothing to capitalize on that.
And a disgruntled star.
Yeah. They're the same frauds the Cavs have been.
No, they're not. Just because you say it doesn't make it true.
Just because you say that doesn't make it true.
No, I'm backing it up with the facts of
who they... You're backing off of 1 second-round series.
Sean, in the last 2 years, the Cleveland Cavaliers have won the first round of the postseason. They did it against a young Orlando Magic team who has a lot to prove, and the Miami Heat who sucked, okay? That's who they beat. The New York Knicks have beaten the Cavs, the Celtics, the Sixers.
Oh, the Sixers were frauds.
I'm not even including
the Pistons, who were young.
Excuse me.
The Celtics is the only series you could bring up.
Sean, the Sixers have accomplished a lot more than what the Magic have. The Magic haven't accomplished anything when Cleveland beat them in 7 games. Like, again, I say this with all due respect. I don't actually feel like I'm arguing with you. I feel like I'm arguing with a troll. Let me be the troll.
I'm not trolling.
Well, you wanted to be the conquering hero. When you're the conquering hero, you open this up to Sean trolling you. Cleveland is soft and fraudulent until proven otherwise.
100%.
Period. Watch them play basketball. They are soft. They are weak-minded. Until they prove it, they are that. They are the fraudulers. We'll see. They'll get a chance in the postseason, but in the playoffs, but they're frauds.
The team they beat last year in the postseason won 37 games, the Miami Heat. That's who they beat in the postseason before they bowed out in 5 to the Indiana Pacers. The year before that,
they also lost Darius Garland and only played 2.5 games.
Okay, cool.
Am I citing
Knicks injuries?
No, I'm just talking.
Okay, the reality is the one round they won last year was against a 37-win team. Okay, who shouldn't have even been in the real playoffs. The year before that, it took a 7th game against an Orlando team that didn't even know what the playoffs were. That's who they've beaten. To say they're anything but frauds is disingenuous. And Tommy laid it out best, until proven otherwise. Like, I'm open to the possibility that changes this year, but arguing the reality of what the Cavs haven't done is unfair. And it makes me feel you're only doing it to prove a point.
No,
I don't have any issue with Cleveland. I like Cleveland. I like Kenny. I like Jared Allen. I like the Cavs. I love Donovan Mitchell.
The Knicks better not lose by 20 tonight. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, stop. A regular season game is going to prove something?
No, but I'm just
saying. Come on, T, you're better than that.
The amount of trash you're talking? Like, I don't even, it doesn't what? Even, we don't know. I have no idea what the Cavs are going to look like. I have less than an idea of what the Knicks are going to
look
like.
I'm saying it based
it's a
on.
New coach. Kenny Atkinson is still the head coach of the Cleveland
Cavaliers. They won 64 games last year. Right. What are they doing in the playoffs?
It's not, okay, I'm not even talking about the playoffs.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm just talking about this team and the growth that they've taken over the last 2 years. 2 years ago, they were fourth seed, right? They won 53 games. They won 11 more games the next season. They're number one seed. Yeah, they crapped the bed in the playoffs because one of their stars got hurt. He's a liability anyways, and that's what happens in the postseason defensively. But I can't look at them and say, yeah, they're frauds. They're not going to do crap this year. That's just leaving you open to being embarrassed a take that you have no idea is actually going to happen.
No, I'm saying it based on what they've done in the postseason. The Knicks lost to the Pacers. Let's stop pretending that didn't happen. You could throw the win over the Celtics all we want. The Knicks have every right to right the ship. The Knicks should have been in the finals last year. They lost to the Indiana Pacers.
Right.
If you're going to sit here and scream and yell about the Cavs and frauds and frauds and frauds.
They are.
The Knicks stepped up to the plate after eliminating the Celtics and lost to the Pacers and had no business doing so. That puts them on fraud alert.
I'll just ask you guys a simple question. We could all move on. Mm-hmm. And just be honest with the answer. Because, Tiki, I get it. The future is the unknown. And the Cleveland Cavaliers have every right to rewrite their script. Right. I acknowledge that, okay? Who has accomplished more in the postseason over the last 2 years? The Cleveland Cavaliers or the New York
Knicks?
You know
me, past means nothing.
I'm just asking the question.
It doesn't matter.
So
I think they both accomplished
it?
Nothing.
That's ridiculous. Okay. You know what?
Doesn't matter.
Then I got one guy in Tiki who's like, I'm Mark McGwire. I don't want to talk about the past, only the future. And I got another guy who's like, I'm just going to deny reality. So that's where we are.
You're denying reality.
No, I'm not.
I'm getting sick of you calling me a troll. I'm not trolling. They lost to the freaking Pacers in back-to-back years, who they were better than.
They got to the Eastern Conference Finals by beating the Pistons and the Celtics. The Cavaliers beat a 37-win Miami team.
And the Pacers, almost beat the Thunder in the NBA Finals. So put some respect on their name.
Stuff, man.
Well, keep that same energy when your bozo hockey team loses again to the Panthers. Let's get that squeaky voice going in April. Tough guy.
Everybody knows the Rangers are fraud, so it doesn't matter.
It's so true.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.